just like that you've had enough. So you're packing up your stuff.
That right there is the voice of Chris Sullivan. Of course, you know him from This Is Us, but he's also a musician with the band Joseph the Spouse and the new record 6 Feet From Under. And Chris, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This record is awesome, man. I've been listening to this all morning long, and I know that's something people say to kind of suck up to guests, but honestly, truly, I started listening to it at 4 o'clock this morning, and it's been playing on and off throughout my morning here, and it's phenomenal.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Let's talk about how you came to this, because obviously people know you from This Is Us. They know you as Toby, and you've gained so much notoriety from that. Now you have this opportunity to move into this new realm. What's that like for you?
Yeah, you know, music has been a part of my life for a long time, and it's interesting to kind of have this opportunity to change people's kind of context for me after being on such a successful show. I came up in the theater, a lot of musical theater involved, been writing songs for a long time, and then I met Taylor Goldsmith from the band Dawes, also married to Mandy Moore. That's how we met, through her, obviously, and we started writing songs together, and we found that our styles and our influences and our tastes all kind of lined up, and we ended up with this record that we're really real happy with.
Is it a very musical set there at This Is Us? It seems like it.
Yeah, I mean, Mandy just released an incredible record. Chrissy's working on her first album. You know, Sterling's got an incredible voice. Susan's got an incredible voice. We're a musical bunch.
Let's talk about the inspiration for some of these songs. What is your writing process when it comes to writing music?
Well, for these, you know, it's the very first song we wrote for this record. It's called Deaf Ears, and one of my biggest musical influences is John Prine, who may he rest in peace. He just passed away due to COVID, but he's a mutual influence of Taylor and myself. And I wrote the first verse of that song, and I sent it to Taylor via text message. And I said, hey, you want to write a John Prine song? It just had this John Prine vibe to it. And over the following 2 days, we went back and forth via text message and finished the song. So that was kind of an unorthodox way.
Absolutely.
Once we realized that we enjoyed writing music together and we enjoyed the songs that were coming out of that process, we got together and just sat down, and he brought some songs and I brought some songs, and we finished them together. So it was a pretty easy process for he and I.
And, you know, that easy feel, that easygoing feel kind of goes throughout the entire record. It does feel like a record that just has this nice, easy flow to it.
Yeah, when you listen to it, you'll hear a lot of, you know, I have a lot of country and folk roots, and Taylor has a lot of, you know, 70s rock, and he has a lot of musical knowledge. He's one of the most knowledgeable and talented musicians I know. And so you'll hear a lot of Dire Straits. You'll hear Jackson Browne. You'll hear a lot of his influences hitting up against my folk and country. And you end up with kind of this synthesized pop country folk record that is a real mellow, kind of easy to listen to type sound.
But also lyrically complex and dense. I mean, especially when you're talking about Deaf Ears, there's something of a story being told there, and the way it unfolds and your way you reveal a character in that song is so wonderful.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, that was, you know, Taylor and I literally wrote that song 50-50, and this character emerged from the two of us as we sent lyrics back and forth to each other. But it's kind of, the whole album kind of has this theme of, especially what's going on in the world right now, about, you know, life, we only have so much time here. So what are we going to do with the time that we have? How are we going to spend it? Are we going to connect with other people or not? And what are the consequences of those decisions? So Deaf Ears is definitely one of our favorites, and it's our tribute to John Prine.
a lot of these songs are intimate and confessional, and some of the lyrics can be a little bit harsh on your character, but also you're also just so revealing and real and raw.
Yeah, I mean, there's the difficulties in life are made beautiful by putting them into a song. You know, a song is an amazing way to repent, an amazing way to apologize, an amazing way to make amends, to confess your love, to redefine a relationship. And so this album has a lot of that.
And lyrically, you know, and again, I keep harping on the lyrics, but I just love the lyrics so much. You're exploring these ideas and these themes of love, relationships, even life after death.
Yeah, the kind of the great mystery of everything, you know, is even wrapped up in the name of the band, Joseph the Spouse. The Joseph being the witness to this. Famous miracle is kind of the way I feel about making music. You know, songs feel like something out of nothing. You know, where there was nothing, a bunch of musicians come together, and then this song emerges, and it just feels like I'm witnessing something miraculous every time it happens. And embracing that mystery and living fully in it, and trying to make the best of the time I have is definitely what this record's about.
And that's so unique, the way that kind of dovetails as well with This Is Us, and the way that show explores themes and characters and is very intimate and revealing.
Yeah, I mean, the show has influenced me a great deal. You know, I wrote this record after 3 seasons of doing that show, and so to have that perspective on relationship. You know, This Is Us is a hand guide for human relationship, whether it's mother daughter, father son, husband wife, you know, whatever the relationship is, it's kind of encompassed in our show. And reflecting on relationships for that long definitely played a part in how these songs came out.
The record is awesome, man. I'm not joking here. The 6 Feet From Under is what the record title, and of course Joseph the Spouse is the band. And Chris Sullivan, just thank you so much for your time. Thank you for this record, and keep up the great work.
All right, thanks so much.